So you think pollution from smokestacks is a thing of the past? Ha! Huh. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. The government has let a lot of polluters just keep on polluting. Take cement kilns. That's where limestone and other materials are heated up to about 1,400 degrees to make cement used in concrete. Later this year, the Environmental Protection Agency is finally going to set standards for mercury pollution from cement kilns.
It's about time, isn't it? These standards were due more than 10 years ago.
That's Eric Schaefer. He's with the Environmental Integrity Project. The EPA had relied on self-reported estimates on mercury pollution from the cement kilns, which burn coal. Turns out after the EPA actually checked a few of the kilns, a lot of those mercury pollution estimates were a little low.
They're now saying about 23,000 pounds a year, and that's double the previous estimates from EPA, so the numbers are growing.
How's that compared to coal-burning power plants?
Coal-burning power plants put out about 46 tons a year of mercury, and you're looking here at about, say, 12 tons a year of mercury from cement kilns.
Mercury is toxic. It gets into the environment, and we get it back when we eat fish contaminated by mercury. Scientists have discovered a little party animal. In the journal Science, researchers say the pin-tailed tree shrew in Southeast Asia consumes the equivalent of 9 beers a night in alcoholic nectar. It never seems to get drunk or have hangovers or other health problems. I wonder what the scientists will do with that research.
Gila.
This is the Environment Report. If the housing crisis has taught us anything, it made it clear that home values don't always go up. These days, you really want to make sure you get what you pay for in a house, especially with green homes that are supposed to provide extra value, stuff like healthier air and lower energy bills. Sean Ali reports a lot of real estate agents just don't know enough about green homes. But the industry's working on that.
When Nathan Kipnis showed me a green home he designed, I spotted some green features all by myself. Yeah, it was kind of hard to miss the solar water heater, but actually I ignored some important stuff. The architect had to point out special floor tiles.
What you're seeing here is the black slate, or dark gray slate, and this is set to take the sun in the winter and the fall and spring, and it heats up the space with that.
Kipnis says at first real estate agents were like me. They missed the tile, or they didn't get how it worked. Well, some realtors are aware of these kinds of mistakes, so they're studying green home technology. Some are taking a course called EcoBroker. John Beldock runs EcoBroker. Beldock says it trains agents to protect home buyers.
If you're really watching out to make sure that the consumer is buying a house that not only can she afford to buy, but that she can afford to operate, you know, you've really provided a valuable service in society.
Only 4,000 people have EcoBroker certification. That's out of millions of real estate license holders in the U.S. So that means most agents have no training, or they were trained informally. That includes Celeste Curran in Chicago. Curran says certification is useful, but buyers should ask for numbers to back up any green home claims.
There are certain properties where I know that it's been rated, I know that it's been computer modeled, and I know that the claims are likely to be true because they're based in performance testing, rather than somebody just coming up with a number that they think sounds good.
Curran says if enough home buyers ask the right questions and real estate agents give honest answers, there's a chance the green home market could mature and really take off.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Americana Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.